The zany cover of the Beatles in colorful uniforms is now a relic of a different era. But in 1967, it was a rainbow burst out of a black and white world, like nothing that had ever come before. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band provided the Beatles with a candy-colored alter ego and allowed them to depart from the music that had made them famous. The songs are optimistic, lighthearted, and the album became the theme for the 1967 Summer of Love. With equal cheeriness, the city of Liverpool is celebrating Sgt. Pepper's half century with music, poetry, and a mural by U.S. artist Judy Chicago.
The music conveyed a lot about the spirit of the times, you know, that we were going to change the world for the better.
Local and international artists are giving the songs a modern interpretation. Australian cabaret artist Meow Meow will pay tribute to lovely Rita Metermaid, wearing a dress made of parking tickets. And what's the verdict? Is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band still a hit 50 years on with the youth of Liverpool?
I just think they're a bit overrated. I don't really like them. I think they're kind of in the right place at the right time, and I don't really like their music. I don't think it has any influence on me.
Some consider Sgt. Pepper the most important rock and roll album ever made. It's certainly one of the most cheerful. And 50 years on, it's getting better all the time. The zany cover of the Beatles in colorful uniforms is now a relic of a different era. But in 1967, it was a rainbow burst out of a black and white world, like nothing that had ever come before. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band provided the Beatles with a candy-colored alter ego and allowed them to depart from the music that had made them famous. The songs are optimistic, lighthearted, and the album became the theme for the 1967 Summer of Love. With equal cheeriness, the city of Liverpool is celebrating Sgt. Pepper's half century with music, poetry, and a mural by U.S. artist Judy Chicago.
The music conveyed a lot about the spirit of the times, you know, that we were going to change the world for the better.
Local and international artists are giving the songs a modern interpretation. Australian cabaret artist Meow Meow will pay tribute to lovely Rita Metermaid, wearing a dress made of parking tickets. And what's the verdict? Is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band still a hit 50 years on with the youth of Liverpool?
I just think they're a bit overrated. I don't really like them. I think they're kind of in the right place at the right time, and I don't really like their music. I don't think it has any influence on me.
Some consider Sgt. Pepper the most important rock and roll album ever made. It's certainly one of the most cheerful. And 50 years on, it's getting better all the time. The zany cover of the Beatles in colorful uniforms is now a relic of a different era. But in 1967, it was a rainbow burst out of a black and white world, like nothing that had ever come before. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band provided the Beatles with a candy-colored alter ego and allowed them to depart from the music that had made them famous. The songs are optimistic, lighthearted, and the album became the theme for the 1967 Summer of Love. With equal cheeriness, the city of Liverpool is celebrating Sgt. Pepper's half century with music, poetry, and a mural by U.S. artist Judy Chicago.
The music conveyed a lot about the spirit of the times, you know, that we were going to change the world for the better.
Local and international artists are giving the songs a modern interpretation. Australian cabaret artist Meow Meow will pay tribute to lovely Rita Metermaid, wearing a dress made of parking tickets. And what's the verdict? Is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band still a hit, 50 years on with the youth of Liverpool?
I just think they're a bit overrated. I don't really like them. I think they were kind of in the right place at the right time, and I don't really like their music. I don't think it has any influence on me.
Some consider Sgt. Pepper the most important rock and roll album ever made. It's certainly one of the most cheerful. And 50 years on, it's getting better all the time.